A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 24th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Norton by-election and its significance to Zimbabwe's politics ahead of the landmark 2018 general election.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Norton by-election.
Independent candidate Themba Mliswa stunned the ruling ZANU-PF party's candidate Ronald Chindeza and NCA candidate David Choka in Norton. Mliswa's victory was shocking as ZANU-PF had deployed its heavy weights to campaign for Chindeza.
The Herald newspaper has dubbed it the noisiest campaign. Mliswa, against all odds, beat ZANU-PF that was accused by some for allegedly vote-buying by dishing out residential stands and also food. Mliswa now joins Margaret Dongo, who also won in Sunningdale, Harare, as an independent candidate. Others who have also defied the odds to win as independents include, of course, Professor Jonathan Moyo, now back with ZANU-PF, Jonathan Samkange, and convicted rapist Munyaradzi Kereke. But what does the Mliswa victory mean? This is what we want to discuss tonight, Gibbs.
To join the discussion for us right now, the number is 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Ukuthi lisiqhume khona manje Zulu, ngenani kuhlelo, nasi nombolo, 001-202-619-2077. Namhla ke esikhuluma ngakho, ludaba lukaThemba Mliswa. Ushaye wamlahla phansi sibili khona ngale ubaba weZANU-PF, okuthiwa nguChindeza, lwe-NCA, okuthiwa nguChoka. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani, asifuna ukuthi kukhuluma okuningi, ngenani kuhlelo sixoxene.
Kunjalo khona. Onguka hamawadiwa tirauti tinge tichitarisa nasi nezve sarudzo dzakaitwa kuNorton uko kwakakundwa iko nava Themba Mliswa. Vamliswa vativo vari kutenda veMDCT pamwe nevePDP vachiti vakanyorwa tsamba navabiti rekuti vanavo musarudzo dzavaiita idzi, asi vari kuti vakaona rutsigiro rwakasimba kubva kuna vatsvangirai nevamwe veMDCT. Saka tirakunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti kukunda kwakaita vamuliswa uku kunorevei. Hongu, tiri kuziva kuti foni dzinenge dziri kunetsa Gibbs.
Yeah, mafoni ahluka sei.
Asi vanhu ngavaregedze kurasa mbereko nekufirwa. Vanofarira kuti varambe vachingoramba vachiedza kuti vange vachifona tichitaura navo kuti zvakaitwa navamuliswa zvinorevei.
Yes, yakumbula kuti ke vakona vapuma kubandla reZANU-PF. Avavalisa uMargaret Dongo, waisele pati yake, kuzobuya ke umnumzana uJonathan Moyo, wanqoba waphinda wabuyela kubandla leZANU-PF. Kuzobuya njalo lo umnumzana uJonathan Samkange, njalo nje lo Munyaradzi Kereke. Bolabo bathi basuka abanye babuyela, kodwa abanye basuka mjokojo abakabuyeli khona ngale. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi likubona njani khonokhu ukunqoba kukaMliswa, enqoba ibandla leZANU-PF. So ke ibandla leZANU-PF belifake sibili basekeli bakamongameli bobabili, umnumzana Phelekezela Mpoko, kuzobuya ke umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa, ukuthi bayikhankasa khona ngale ke eNorton, kodwa kwakhanya kubehlula. So ke singathi lapha eNorton Blessing, ukhanya ngazani ke babefuna ukuthi kungene umuntu ozamela khonapho, ngoba kwakukhitshwa umnumzana uChristopher Mtsango, kuthiwa Mtsanga watelela umongameli lomkakhe.
Of course, like what Gibbs is saying there, this by-election in Norton was triggered by the expulsion from the ruling ZANU-PF party of war veterans chairperson Christopher Muchangwa. And Gibbs, we also understand from Mr. Mulisco himself that some of the war veterans were actually campaigning for him. And he says this is significant in that the war veterans are considered to be the backbone of the ruling ZANU-PF party. So he says because they've now broken ranks. This, he says, is the first real election that the war veterans were directly involved, and they were actually mobilizing support for him. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that if opposition parties are united, there's nothing that can stop them from defeating Mr. Mugabe come 2018.
Mm-hmm. I think following that communique, you still remember the communique, which was full of everything, you know, war veterans actually indicated that they are no longer going to be campaigning for ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. So now it means that when they campaign for another party or an independent candidate, that candidate is likely to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because war veterans have, over the years, as you're saying, been supporting, you know, ZANU-PF. So at the end of the day, I think this is very significant in terms of, you know, where is Zimbabwe going from now? Like when you look at the 2018 general elections, if war veterans campaign against the ZANU-PF, we may see a very big upset there, you know?
Yeah? Indeed. But of course, some are saying it's just not on, you know, nothing much will happen come 2018. But of course, you know, we respect everyone's views. I think we are now being joined by our first guest, that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, a political analyst at Huddersfield University. Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, and how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Gibbs, yes, you can fire away.
Dr. Sibanda, Mliswa won in Norton. He beat a ZANU-PF candidate and an NCA candidate. Your take on that?
I think that in some ways it is a ray of hope for people who are looking for an opportunity to celebrate a humiliation for a very dominant political organization in the form of ZANU-PF. And also given that the president, President Mugabe, had put a lot of emphasis in winning this election.
Mm-hmm.
But there are various ways to look at this. It's either Mliswa won, which is what a lot of people would like to believe, and that ZANU-PF was humiliated. But there's another spin to this. It could be that the victory by Mliswa is not necessarily a victory by the opposition or an embarrassment for the MDC, for ZANU-PF. It could be that somebody in ZANU-PF wanted it that way and therefore didn't do what they needed to. People suggest that, look, Mnangagwa gave this away because that's the way he is realigning power within ZANU and embarrassing certain particular factions within ZANU-PF. And I don't think that there's a lot of madness in that view. I think that there's a lot of gravitas in the view that maybe not all of ZANU-PF was in this game. A part of ZANU-PF was in it. Whether or not this weighs in on the elections in 2018, it does, if you want it to do. But by and large, it is a very small way to measure both the mood in the country and the mood within ZANU-PF. Look, we have gone through this road before. We had the 2000 referendum, and we thought that it was an indication that the elections that would follow after that would mean an end to ZANU-PF rule, but that wasn't the case. In fact, ZANU took advantage out of that and learned lessons that needed to be learned and strengthened their game going into the June elections of the same year. So I think that celebrating is what we'd like to do as Zimbabweans, but I think that, in this case, it's a bit too early and a bit not well thought. I think that we need to prepare and say that, look, we got lucky, and we probably won't be lucky next time round.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda. I think we are now being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF Chairperson, UK Province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Should we read much into this Norton by-election where ZANU-PF was turned by Themba Mliswa, Mr. Mangwana? Mr. Mangwana, we have a bad connection. We'll try to get back to Mr. Nick Mangwana there. Unfortunately, the phones are a bit problematic. But coming back to you, Dr. Sbanda, we saw that ZANU-PF gave, especially the youths, about 5,000 stands. And also, you know, they were also giving people food, which the opposition interpreted to mean it was vote buying. But it did not work. Why?
I think there are various reasons. It could be that it didn't work because, of course, this wasn't the whole of ZANU-PF in the game. It was a faction of ZANU-PF in the game and not the other faction, which means then if you look at it that way, then you'd be saying nearly half of ZANU-PF's political force was deployed here and half of it wasn't deployed. If half of it wasn't deployed, it could have given them maybe half of three of or 4,000 more votes to what they got. So when you look at that, you'd say, well, yes, some people would have gotten the money to buy the votes and didn't do what they needed to do. But it must also be certainly scary. And I know that some people in the opposition are saying, look, as a matter of fact, you know, the ZANU-PF has did win, but the numbers that they've got are pretty scary, and I think that that's a very mature assessment. The fact that ZANU-PF got 6,000 must scare a lot of people, and this is the reason why we should still scared, even though it looks like ZANU-PF lost pretty big. This was ZANU-PF against all the other opposition political parties in the country, who, although when participating, were heavily supporting the candidate that that won. In fact, senior members of those political parties appeared in the Northern scene making this campaign. So it was a heavy machinery. It was a heavy machine. And we know that if opposition parties in the country went together, they would almost upset ZANU-PF immediately. This happened everywhere in the country where you've had a rainbow coalition, a single candidate. You have these domineering hegemonic parties losing power. And this is a basket case for what should happen in 2018. But is it likely to happen? Will our opposition leaders come together and do what they have done? They would beat ZANU-PF under any circumstances if they work together, because a majority of Zimbabweans are tired of ZANU-PF. You could argue that. But then again, in this case, we haven't seen it, and it is very difficult to measure whether or not ZANU-PF put its full force to it, or as others would argue, and I've had people in senior opposition position saying, look, we think that Mnangagwa gave this one away simply to humiliate his competing group, G40, for which the ZANU-PF candidate seemed to be aligned to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mm-hmm. Sbanda. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Northern by-election, where independent candidate Themba Muliswa beat ZANU-PF's Ronald Chindedza and also David Choga from the National Constitutional Assembly. Gibbs.
Now, let's read some messages that we posted earlier on, that were posted by people earlier on Facebook. And remember, viewers and listeners, we're live streaming on Facebook. There's one message posted by Josh Jefferson Manyatu, who writes, "This Themba Muliswa victory has shown ZANU-PF that without beating people, they won't survive the 2018 election. Then Philip Rongwe writes, "Congratulations to Themba Muliswa and all the voters that received these stands and voted for what should make them build houses on those stands. Thanks to ZANU-PF for dishing out stands for nothing." Then I've got Skumbuzo Matonko. He writes, "Zimbabwe needs a political party with a vision that will fix the mess of the current government and also begin to create economic security for future generations. I believe Themba Muliswa has the ability to create a political party that will restore our pride in Zimbabwe." Then Resinia Chimwe writes, "All this shows that is over for ZANU-PF." Mbwewe, Dr. Sbanda, ngesindebele. Ngokubona kwakho sibili bona zani abantu bangathathani kunoku abakubonileyo kukhetho lolu abangokusebenzisa ngo 2018?
Mbonani, impumelelo lapha ngeyokuthi amabandla aphikisayo angasebenzela ndawonye ngo-2018, angaba lethuba lokuthi avele impumela engcono kulelo khetho kujengisa njalo ukuthi izano ingaqhubeka iqhamuke phakathi ikungalokudoselana phakathi kwamaqembu bathize izahlangana lobuzimo obukhulu ngo-2018 xa kuyikuthi amabandla aphikisayo asuke asebenzela ndawonye akhetha ukuthi lapho kulokhetho khona uba lo muntu oyedwa kumbe ibandla elodwa eliyabe liphikisana kulezano. Amanye onkabe sesebenzela ukuthi kuphumelele ibandla elilodwa kulokuthi kuphumelele wonke amabandla angalwisani phakathi kwawo. Kodwa nxa singacubungela kahle kahle ukhetho lwenothondo olwenzakaleyo lusitshengisa ukuthi iZimbabwe isiseswakeni esinzima kakhulukazi esifana nalapho iKenya ekhona. Okungabayi ukuthi kodwa kungcono phela kulalokho esikutholayo kodwa kulobunzima kakhulu ukuthi phela ubukhokheli lenkokheli ezibuyayo lezitholakalayo kazisantshintshi zihlala nje kungabantu banye bonabo abathi kade bekhona izolo sekukhona namhla kusasake ngale kuzanu wabuya ngapha ku-opposition senguye nalo futhi kade kutshengisa ingane akukho abantu ngaphandle wabonabo abakwanisa ukuqoqa uhulumende wabantu. Ngibone ngani mina kuyinto enzima kakhulu yale nxa sikhangelela kumpumelelo yezokazile e-Afrika.
Ye, ubambe khona pho ngayo ka-Channels. Lo mnumzana u-Ernest Spanda okhona ngale ke eKezi esabelweni se-Maturin South. Baba Spanda ungawunjani? Ye, uyangizwa kuhle Spanda? Ye, ungathini ke ngalokho kwenzakale e-Norton?
Sibona ngathi kuyimpumelelo bengaba khona.
Kujoni khonapho? Kujoni baba?
Yeah. So ukuvota kwabantu ukuthi babone ukuthi kulosigodi.
Ye, kodwa ubona ngazani kungasetshenziswa yini ngo-2018 ukuthi engxa yabantu begcina bekusebenzisa ukwenza ukuthi banqobe ibandla leZimbabwe?
Ya, bengibona ngathi bawusebenza bakaphumelele.
Akujule sibili kancane, akujule sibili Spanda. Ubona ukuthi bangaphumelela njani? Chaya kuzwele baba.
Yebo, kumele njengoba besezane bebambene nje bengaba right. Ngoba vele akuda mtoko abantu badubeka sibili.
So ubona amabandla alakho yini ukuthi ahlangane abumbe kumbe ibandla lodwa? Kwaze sebefilter nje abantu abalutshwane kwenzakala khonokho?
Ye, ya kungenzakala nxa bengabanga izikhundla ngoba izikhundla zabo benza abafo abazibanga yizo abezenza bengathi tshala bengathini bengasasambani isikhundla.
So asithi ke kubunjwe ke ibandla leli elingaba khona ele opposition lingakhokhelwa umuntu onjani?
Hayi, yena lo kodwa mbona ngathi ngaba right.
Ungophi lo?
Yena lo othandrayi labo bani bani company laba ngibona ngaba right.
Hayi, ye phosela kho lokugcina mnumzane.
Ora.
Ye phosela kho lokugcina. Hayi. Ya, okay, no sibongile kakhulu baba, sibongile. So that was Mr. Ernest Spanda, he's in Kezi in Maturin South province. So you were saying that, you know, unity, that's the only way to beat ZANU-PF. You know, he says, well, right now it is there are plans to have this kind of coalition. And then he says, maybe there's a leader already for that kind of coalition. So he says that's the only way out, you know, for the opposition.
Dr. Sibanda, tichitarisa iwo mapato emu Zimbabwe, kuti zvane zuva kunenge kuchiumbwa rimwe bato. Pane kubatana kunobuda here ipapo?
Ipapo ndo panonetsaka kuti nyaya yematengerwo enyika haisiri yekuti tinoda kuvaka kubudirira kwevanhu. Tinoda kuti tigadzirise nyaya dzeuori, tinoda kuti tigadzirise nyaya dzekuti kana mumagovernment offices muvanhu vaakuita zvekuba mapurisa haasi kuita basa zvakanaka. Tinoda kuti Air Zimbabwe ibruke zvakanaka, iunze upfumi panyika, tigadzire ikonomi yedu. Izvo zvava zvisina basa. Munhu wese wava kuda kuti inini ndini ndaakuda kutonga nyika, ndini ndava kuda kutaurira vanhu kuti vanoita zvakati, ndichiwanawo mukanwa wekutora mari pandinodawo. Ndo pari kunetsa ipapo. Dai taigadzirisa nyaya dzematengerwo enyika tichida kuti aiwaka tavakuda kuti tichibva papiri tichibudirira tichienda mberi nenzira iyo hazvina basa kuti anotonga ndiani zvine basa ndezvekuti anotonga sei mitemo yacho yakamira sei isu vanhu tinoti tinodei kwavari dai taidaro ndofunga zvaita zviri nani vese vari kuvaka mapato kubuda kwezuva zuva nezuva vanozviziva kuti hazvibatsire kuramba tichingoti ndinoda kutungamira apa ndinoda kutungamira apa ngatigadzirei nyika saka ndinofunga kuti kusvika tadzidzisa vanoda kutonga ava kuti aiwa kazvi hazvina basa kuti anotonga ndiani nyika yedu yaondoka zvekuti hazvichabatsira kuti unotonga ndiani zvikurusa zvava zvekuti munhu wacho unotonga sei mitemo iripo inovakwa sei tinoita sei kuti nyika yedu idzuki neuremu hwayo asi zvisina basa kuti atonga ndiani handifunge panguva dzino kuti vanotungamira bato ari kupikisa ava vachada kuwirirana makanzu akakusera nezuro vabitiwo vachiti aiwa chero vanhu vangu vatiza kudai ini handifi ndakadzokera kuMDC handifi ndakaenda kunojoina pati yanyube handifi ndaenda kuZimPF yavamai mujuru ndichashanda navo asi ndichashanda navo ndichibva kubato kwangu umwe naumwe unoda utongi ubaba tinouda tese izvozvo zvichatitambudza kusvika kusingaperi.
Of course, Dr. Sibanda reminds me of this former government critic who was appointed minister, and then people were asking him, why are you not criticizing the government now? And he said, you know, in Africa, it's not polite for you to talk while we are eating. It's bad manners.
Seriously bad manners.
Serious bad manners to talk while we are eating. I think we now have Mr. Tumisani Nkomo, an independent political commentator. Mr. Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Now we can still talk to you, Mr. Nkomo. You are not eating. All right. Mr. Nkomo, of course, we are talking about the noted by-election. Gibbs, maybe you can.
Now, talking about eating and not talking and all those. It reminds me of Joshua Nkomo.
Yeah.
That's his uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Baba Umdala. Yeah. So kumbula ke Umdala. Yeah. So Mr. Nkomo, this guy has won in Norton, and ZANU-PF may be, you know, wondering what is going on or what hit them. But at the end of the day, how significant is this kind of win?
I think it's very significant in a number of ways. First of all, obviously, ZANU-PF is traditionally held a stronghold in places around Mashonaland. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's actually a shadow of things to come in terms of the 2018 elections. It shows that ZANU-PF is hopelessly divided. Because they're actually putting a lot of resources in Northern. They're giving young people spend thousands of spends, we understand. And they still lost the election. So it shows that, number one, the economic crisis in the country is something which will cost them in 2018. Number two, it shows that the factionalism within ZANU-PF is going to cost them again in 2018. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very significant. Mm-hmm. And more so, losing more or less to an independent candidate again is very, very chilling outside of organized party structures and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. Let's go back to Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, I was just reading the Herald, and it appears there's plenty of blame to go around for the ruling ZANU-PF party. Of course, the paper was blaming the loss on corruption and factionalism. And then the paper also said they'd called Kudzai Chipanga, the youth league boss, who was actually blaming the Herald itself for the loss, essentially saying this is what you wanted. But it appears, you know, as they are doing their post-mortem, all is not well.
Well, look, you know, this is the thing. You know, when ZANU-PF loses, I think they have a much more efficient process and tradition of looking around for what the mistakes happened. And President Mugabe tends to, in my view, have a quite keen eye on this. And as a result of that, they tend to have a useful reflective process which leads them to close any loopholes in their system. Having said that, the circumstances now are slightly different. There is massive factionalism within the party, and that may mean that even that surgical process may not be as successful or as useful as it has been in the past. However, I think that the opposition and those Zimbabweans who are expecting to upset ZANU-PF in the 2008 elections on the basis of the lessons they have learned, which are victory lessons in this by-election, I think that that's a step too far. That's confidence taken on cheap. Because necessarily there are various definitions that people are making here which aren't very, very true in the strictest sense. Themba Mliswa did not fight the election as an independent candidate. He was registered as an independent candidate, but he had a lot of backing from opposition political parties, almost all of them, with a lot of agreement that he should be the candidate that wins. So actually he had the full weight of the MDC, he had the full weight of NERA, if you like, he had the full weight of ZANU-PF. And was not in full effect an independent candidate. And of course, that is on the back of the heavily divided ZANU-PF. If it so happens that ZANU-PF finds a solution to its succession trouble or divisions caused by the succession problem, then it seems to me that it is, as of now, given all the difficulties in the economy, given all the challenges we had with the demonstrations and so forth, ZANU-PF, for all intents and purposes, should have got less than 20 votes in Norton, given what we've gone through in the past 12 months. The fact that they have the votes they have had, whether it's rigging or whatever you call it, they still have a machinery and a system in place that is capable of giving them 6,000 votes in a by-election in October 2016, that to me is a warning bell for the opposition. It hasn't done enough. It didn't work good enough. And I think that for all intents and purposes, this is a bad loss for the opposition.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda Gibbs.
Yeah, in Lomnum Zanagi Lapa Walter Sibanda, Jose Serowe, Botswana. Baba Sibanda Kunja. Hello, Baba Walter Sibanda, Ukonet Kumani. Blessing, you're saying that, you know, ZANU-PF, according to the Herald, has called almost everybody to come and testify about what went wrong. Maybe they forgot to call the Tsika Mtandas, you know, to come and throw bones around and stuff.
Going back to Rotina Mavunga, the diesel engineer.
You see, yeah.
They need to call Mnangagwa as well.
Yeah.
We need to give them that advice.
Mm-hmm. So now, Baba Nkomo, naku sokwenzakele sibili sokuthiwa hayi sibona ngazani ukhetho lolu luphambaniswe yilokhu lalokhu sokugcina sokuthiwa ngama-newspaper wena uphatha njani kulokho?
Bona zani ukuthi ukhetho lolu luhambe kukanye ngama-newspaper bona zani ngikuthathe ngeva ko omuntu ngoba kuyazikhanyela ukuthi ukungavumelani ukuZANU-PF lesimo somkhonomi iko okubange ukuthi iZANU-PF ilize enotho lokhu kumgceke kuyazikhanyela ukuthi vele kade bengeke bawina indlela abalwa ngayo indlela okulamahlangothi amaningi athiyeneyo alwisanayo langesimo somkonomi ngoba kadethi ngesimo somkonomi sibi kakhulu abantu abalazimali abantu abalezimali emabhenki abanalithi lithole imali leyo isimo esibi kakhulu esibonane nesika-2008 ungasikhumbula isimo semkhonomi ngo-2008 sasisibi kakhulu ikwaba ngokuthi badliwe ngo-2008 sesibili njalo kwisimo lesi nesika-2008 okutshengisela sibuntu ngabo lokhetho olukhulu ngo-2018 ukudliwa nokona kwa-2008 uzaphindwa njalo ngo-2018.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke Nkomo, ubambe khona pho ngayikatshana. So what Mr. Nkomo was saying is that you know, they can blame everybody, but there are indicators that things are not well in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's mentioning an issue of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
He says some people don't have money, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And some have money, but they cannot withdraw it from banks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he further went on to say that, you know, the situation is almost like the 2008 scenario where, you know, money was there, but it was worthless,
mm-hmm.
you know. So at the moment, there's no money. And there are goods, yes, but there's no money, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that factionalism is also devastating Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
So they shouldn't blame anybody. They should blame themselves, according mm-hmm. to him.
Now, Dr. Sibanda, if you were advising ZANU-PF, you know, ahead of the 2018 election, what would you tell the party to do in order to retain power? Should they do more of the same, or there's need now to change?
I think that, of course, you know, I do give political advice, but ZANU-PF would have but it will not be one of those. But as a matter of fact, ZANU-PF has a simple metric here. Given this by-election, ZANU-PF has to be more united.
Mm-hmm.
ZANU-PF, those ZANU-PF stalwarts who are at the top actually, they need to understand that it doesn't matter whether they say that Jonathan Moyo is the corrupt guy this week, and so forth and so forth. They all are in it when ZANU-PF loses the election. They're all going to face me and everybody who's going to be saying, what happened there? What did you do with the DRC money, with the diamonds? Why did our soldiers die there? What happened in the 80s in Matabele? What happened with Murambatina and so forth? And what happened with our economy? So they are all in a very tight corner. And that they need to realize that they must put their differences aside and work together, or else they're going to be answering to us. Mm-hmm. But I'll also then caution very clearly that, look, guys, there isn't nothing that never ends. You know, at the end of the period of some supervening, very, very, very powerful man in any country or in any dictatorship, there is always come an end.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see why ZANU-PF will not experience that end at some point. It may not be in 2018, but sooner or later it's going to come. They've got to start now going into the elections. They've got to start working for the country, cleaning the mess they have made, bringing back the economy. I can see that Chinamasa is attempting to do that, paying his debt with the country's arrears with the IMF and so forth, probably hoping to get some reprieve. But that's not going to work if there is rampant and continued corruption in the country. I think that this is the direction they need to take. They need to move forward in that in the direction. But they also have a lot of opportunities if they win the 2018 elections. They unite and win 2018 elections. Look, the whole of Europe, the whole of the Western world is looking very kindly at Chinamasa, thinking that he's a straight guy, he's a process guy, and that if somebody wins the 2018 elections, maintains him as finance minister, there's going to be a little bit of reprieve and renewed relations with the Western world, and that may as well help the economy and therefore help ZANU-PF fight to eradicate in people's memories what it has done in the last 30 years. So there are opportunities for ZANU-PF if they unite, but also stop violence completely. But there will be challenges also in terms of them fighting each other continuously.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, before taking Walter, let me just read one message from Liberty Dube on Facebook where we are live streaming. You know, he says, even in the face of thousands of stands and threats of no food from other people, from ZANU-PF activists and some ministers, the people of Norton have shown that with unity, even the so-called invisible Goliath with subordinates like Robin Hood can indeed fall there. So then, see, Mnumzana, Walter Sibanda. Hey, Baba Sibanda, what was that?
I even not on Kiss Bachin, Silubamba, and I will cut in the Kiss. Now we have Magalama Banda, only Bamba in Zimbabwe. sekele ukuzwa lokuthi namhle ibandle libunjiwe eCanada, namhle linye libunjiwe eAmerica, linye libunjiwe eSouth Africa. Kati wayi bona abantu bengabuyi ukuhlangana ekhaya, zenze into ezicacayo. Amabandla asemaningi kakhulu lawo eZimbabwe lawo. Abantu bebavive buthana bonke ekhaya, abantu abona bahamba besiyabumba ngamanye amabandla ngaphandle le, bengabuyi lawo ekhaya, vele kuyafana nokuthi kudlala lokhu. Bani mina othini batshengisile ukuthi ukubambayo kuqakathekile kuphela.
Singathi kukukhumbuzani kolokho ke, wawukhona kuma-80s?
Ama-80s isikhathi engangizwala ngazo.
Oh, okay,
ngizakulapha eBotswana la. Ibandla leli elibusayo belibusa nje lilodwa, kungaze kuthweni amavoti nxa kuvotwa vele belizivika la mavoti aquqanda nje, but bayenikubambana kula mavoti adlulileyo lawa. Ibandla leli elibusayo liwinenze ngemajini omncane kakhulu vele. Hey.
So
abantu vele eZimbabwe nje into iqathe ukuthi sibambane, and kukhetha umuntu oyi-one ozabusa ibandla leli yi-one. EZimbabwe kunalutho nje ukuthi kubusa umuntu oyi-one. Manje ukuthi na usilwa indlovu eziwuthi utshani bokuza ubuhlungu, thina abantu esizubuhlungu bona nabantu abaphezulu ngale akuyabuhlungu abawuzwa bona bazivela nje yawo besemathebulini.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke phose akugcina nje khonapho. Mnumzana Sibanda.
Abandla kuphela nje abantu amabandla abantu bezimbabwe abazami nje ukuthi bebambane amabandla wonke samcina ngusimeni kumbe ungengaba ngaphi kathizi noba kuyithi ukuthi akubanjanini i-MDC utswangirayi abazami ukuthi bebambane laleli bandla elisalela kumdulu sacela ukuthi ngaba abambana nje bebona umuntu oyi-one nje oqakathekileyo kumbeni utswangirayi kumbuba umama umdulu siwe ngunobusayo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibanda. Sibanda, ungadina lokusasa baba. Yeah, so that was Mr. Walter Sibanda in Sirowa in Botswana. He was saying that unity is the best thing among all these opposition parties. He says without that, they won't go anywhere. So he says, you know, Zimbabweans are forming too many parties in Canada, in Britain, South Africa. What for? You know, he's putting that question. Why are they doing that? They must rally behind one or two so that maybe the one of the parties can win in Zimbabwe. Otherwise, too many parties says no. Yeah.
Regati ende ku South Africa kunava bungu magadi.
Kilibo magadiyo.
Aiwa tirina ni kuri se Johnny.
Aiwa Johnny kuri na na ako.
Muri papi chai pa.
Ndiri kumpumalanga.
Kumpumalanga kuri se kumpumalanga.
Ndizozo kuri na na ako.
Aiwa nyaya rimu dariro mainzwa nasi tiri kutaura nezvekukunda kwavamuliswa musarudzo. Dzekunotonuku muri kuzviona sei?
Inini semaonero angu ndinoti idanho mucherechedzo mukuru kumhuri yeZimbabwe iwo kuti vanofanira kunge mhuri yeZimbabwe inofanira kuzviona izvozvo kuti kukunda kwakaitwa navamuriswa kwabatana navanhu vakawanda, vanhu vemupato vakawanda, saka mapato ose anopikisa bato riri kutonga rezanupiefu vakabatana. Vanhu tinokunda musarudzo chero dziri kuuya dzinotevera izvi nokuti mungatarisa zvakaitwa nezanupiefu zvokugovera vanhu mastendi anokwana kuita se5000 semanzira atiri kuita nechikafu, vanga vari vanhu vaikwanisa kunge vachitohwina nenhamba iyoyo nezvavakaita izvozvi. Asi nokubatana kwakaita maopposition party makataisa vamuriswa hakusi kuti vavatsigirwawo chete vakaita kuti vakunde zvimwe mutsindo zvakadaro, asi kubatana kumapato akatichi anopikisa akati wandei kwakaitika ipapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vabungu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Nenewo ndinotenda chaizvo.
I think now we are being joined by ZANU-PF UK Province Chair, Mr. Nick Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. I asked you a question. Unfortunately, the phone was a bit problematic. That should the country read much into this Muliskwa victory in Norton?
No, there is not much to read for the opposition. There is a lot to read for ZANU-PF. We have a lot to introspect on, but not the opposition. In the sense that we locked the election to ourselves in a way. there was internal contestations between ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And Northern itself has always been a marginal city.
Mm-hmm.
If you consider in 2013
mm-hmm.
that Comrade Mutangwa had about 10,000 votes and the opposition then had about 9,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been marginal. Now, and it's also, it's mainly an urban constituency.
Mm-hmm.
It has got about 12 mm-hmm. urban wards and mm-hmm. about 4 rural wards.
Mm-hmm.
So we have always struggled with urban constituencies, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So there is not much really to read out of this election, except that obviously ZANU-PF has lost its first by-election since 2013. Just that. But
mm-hmm.
again, ZANU-PF has got about 216 seats. And so losing one is not, well, it's a bad loss,
mm-hmm.
but it's not as bad as people make it out to be.
But why did the party deploy all the big guns in Norton? If it's not that significant, Mr. Mangwana, you had the two vice presidents, and Mr. Kasukwere and Mr. Chipanga, we literally camped in Norton.
We do that in every by-election. You go to every constituency you want to check,
mm-hmm.
be it Harare East, be it any by-election we've had. We have had vice presidents going there, every, including Cholocho, where probably the other contestant was not so much anybody to talk about,
mm-hmm.
but we still had both vice presidents going there. That's ZANU-PF where we never taken the electorate for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So we always deploy our best weaponry to any by election. It's important because any seat is very important to us, even though we've got 80% majority in parliament. But any seat is very important.
Gibbs.
Mr. Mangwana, isn't this some kind of referendum on ZANU-PF's performance in Zimbabwe?
Oh, come on. Get to grips with yourself, man. How can one seat out of 210 contested seats be a referendum to ZANU-PF? As I said, an urban seat itself, how can it be? And it wasn't even a whitewash. We're talking of 8,000 against 6,000. It's not even a whitewash. In a predominantly urban area, I've given you the configurations. I've told you that 12 of the wards are urban, with predominantly MDC, actually MDCT, and 4 of the wards are rural. ZANU-PF does well historically in rural constituencies than urban constituencies. We 2013 we only won 6 seats in Harare. And Norton in its proximity to Harare means that whatever happens to Harare normally affects Norton, because we're only talking about 40 kilometers from Harare. So there is not much to read here. There is no referendum here. You are making a mountain out of a molehill for nothing, really.
Doctor, because yes, let's get Doctor Sban.
We've got Chimanimani coming. If it's a referendum, we've got Chimanimani coming. Let's see what happens then.
Doctor Sban, can you sense that Mr. Mangwana is a bit, he thinks maybe it's not a referendum? But some critics may say, it's a referendum on ZANU-PF. The economy is bad, right?
I think that, there is a case to say, look, the president asked about this seat as soon as he arrived in the country from a foreign trip, signifying that he expected to consolidate his position in parliament and also to re-legitimize himself after the disturbances in the country that have happened in the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, when you listen to the explanations that Mangwana has provided now, I get a sense that people in ZANU-PF take time to think and do not just see things as a matter of habit. It is a habit to see ZANU-PF as having been clobbered by the opposition when there's just a glimmer of hope. And perhaps it is what we expect, those who are oppressed to do. It's the opiate of the oppressed. As soon as an oppressed person sees a bit of light, they think that the light is in their hands. They forget that it's not in their hands. It's just a star in the distance. I think that the things that he says about the fact that this is quintessentially an urban seat. And for that reason, the MDC had an electoral upper hand given the history of elections in Zimbabwe since the year 2000. That is a very valid and important point. And it is a way of looking at it that says ZANU-PF and Mangwana precisely understands where their electorate is, understands where their victory is made. And the celebrations from the opposition tell me somehow that the opposition doesn't understand its own strengths. It doesn't understand its own constituency. It doesn't understand where it should put its money, where they should campaign heavily, where they shouldn't. The opposition did not need, therefore, to put as much emphasis on this seat as they have done, because they are setting the bar too high. In a sense, making in that process, ensuring that their own electorate is a little bit complacent as we go into 2018, seeing the opposition is already set for victory. The opposition should be playing the underdog. I have seen Nelson Chamisa trying to do this today and a few other well-thinking opposition leaders. But the majority of people in the opposition are taking this as a victory lap. I see to a certain extent as, and I hardly ever agree with Mangwana. You know, I'm in a few debate groups with him, and I've met him on television before. I hardly ever agree with him. But in this case, he is erring on the side of reality. What he's saying, look, this was partly lost within ZANU-PF itself, but also the demographics and the electoral maps themselves tell us that this was for the opposition to lose and for ZANU-PF to win. Even though they had it before, that was on the edge and they knew it was a toss-up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Interesting. Yes. Let's go to Mkoma Elfas, to South Africa. Makadi Mkoma Elfas. Aiwa, tirinani. Tipeo mfungwa zenyu Mkoma Elfas.
Zano PF, mani, yes. Yadi kwa kusa, mani, yes. Dadi funga kutidaiba, waruma wabari waka deru wabata ana chaiti. Wakabata ana manji, 2018 tu zwati haate itamira sakanaka, mani tatampura, mani tukuniga ziwamu waruma.
Asi munoona vachibatana here hakana kungoti muromo auzarirwe nerwizi.
Kubatana ndiko chako chaiko mhani vanofana kuti ikero maona sazaita manje ke zvino. Zvataridza kuti kwetinoenda kwakachena. Kwetinoenda kwakamira zvakanaka mhani.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mkoma Elfas paSouth Africa.
Ramangwana uchiripo here?
Ndiripo baba Makadi.
This last call is evidence that you actually still have supporters. I didn't believe it. I thought that you make them up, you know, election in the ballot box. This was a real supporter calling from South Africa.
No,
are you not amazed?
No,
I'm actually on my way. I haven't arrived home. I'm actually coming from attending that election in Zimbabwe. So I was on the ground, I witnessed what was happening, and I can tell you, we do have support, a lot of support. And the 2018, in fact, but many of them are going to wonder what is this. That kind of, taita chimani mani, muchati kudi.
But, Mr. Mangwana.
No, which chimani mani is going to win.
Mr. Mangwana.
Yes,
some people are asking, Kuti, if you have that support, why is it that there are these allegations of vote buying, giving people stands in 2018? Are you not going to run out of real estate and you invade Zambia and South Africa to give people stands?
I think it's a very good question. There could be issues of timing here. Which could be coincidental, which could be tactical. But the point is, issuing stands to shelterless Zimbabweans is not wrong. That's number one. Number two, in our own program and our own policy or blueprint of Zim Asset, we said would at least have 300,000 people having accommodation in 5 years' time. This is part of that target, going towards that. But I said, yes, there could be issues of timing here.
Will you not need to invest Mozambique to make Molinda available?
Somebody's talking over me. Don't you know that is rude? So I'm still talking. I normally would give you a chance to respond. Let me finish my point, but otherwise I can't even hear.
All right.
Thank you very much. So I'm saying, It's understandable when people become skeptical or cynical about it. Yeah, the coincidence could be very striking. So that's where the issue is. But other than that, issuing stands, expanding peri-urban areas and so on is not bad per se, because people need shelter. Our urban areas are growing. There's been a lot of rural to urban migration, so people need accommodation.
Right, let's go to Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Nkomo, the floor is yours. Hey, Baba Nkomo,
get up. Yeah, I think it's quite clear. This is a formalist under PFC, and in spite of the numerous times that it is enough, people don't stay in Spain. There is one thing to people stay in, then giving to the accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite clear that people know that instead of things given in Spain, they still don't have accommodation. As long as Anglos is unable to address the economic problem, including in 2018, they are going to lose the election. I mean, it doesn't take a representative. Just the state of the economy is such that, you know, it really takes things on it. That is a massive protest that they need to deal with. So they can't really ignore the by-election results. And again, the issue of the professionalism and sufficient quality. I mean, those two factors really trade against them, even though the opposition is still disorganized as a media as well. But then, unless they deal with the economic issue, which is unlikely, it's going to be very difficult for them in 2018. That's the reality.
Thank you very much. But in Sindebele, just 1 minute. Ukhanya ngizani ke le MDC kade bengani ba campaigna khona kodwa anti yakwazi bathi abangene kukhetho so u campaigna khona ko akuchu kuthi sebengenile akuphendule just 1 minute khona yasindebele
akukhetho ukhetho ukuzobazongena ngo 2018 anti lethe nje i politics nje ukuthi umuntu ama reforms before 2018 but this will be very soon said that the relation the people who have done if they fail to contest in 2018. And secondly, if they fail to come up with a coalition, there will be failure on their part. So definitely, 2018 was a contester. In this particular by-election, they were taking Umisa. And this is actually indicative of what in 2018 was a slangan and jalo.
Mm-hmm. Siyabonga kakhulu ke. I posed the question to him about the MTCT. You know, there were people campaigning for Mliswa. For example, Mr. Nelson Chamisa was there and other crowds. So at the end of the day, I was saying to him, it appears as if the MTC is participating in one way or the other. And he's saying, anyway, in 2018, the MTC will be there with or without electoral reforms. So I think that's quite interesting there.
Dr. Sibanda, back to you. I think you were itching to say something.
I think that the discussion that Magwana was quite telling in terms of the limits of engagement, in terms of whether or not the strategy that ZANU-PF is using, parceling out land, parceling out particular properties, money or food, whatever, you know, to buy the elections, given the high stakes that are in the 2018 elections, and the fact that it may be the last election that President Mugabe runs, or that probably may be the first election in which President Mugabe doesn't run, will they have all the resources they need, in fact, to continue giving people? And I think that that's a serious consideration. Also indicates that ZANU-PF may have serious limitations. But yes, it is important. I think your last caller nails it. And almost all your callers have said the very same thing. The opposition will only stand a chance if they unite and field singular candidates in different constituencies and agreement and work together, as they have done in this case. And Mangwana, too, is right. ZANU-PF may be partly to blame for their loss in this election. They may have lost internally. It's an on goal, bottom sango kind of thing. And I think that both sides have got some reflection to do. And I think there's a danger for the opposition to over-celebrate this one, not realizing or understanding the Zimbabwean electoral map, and that Norton was always a toss-up for ZANU-PF. and that it should firmly be in the opposition hands.
Thank you so much for the advice also to the MDC that, you know, you should not cry more than the bereaved.
Yeah, obviously. Yes, okay. Umnumzana Bekezela, I think we're going to the Otas phone. You Baba Bekezela, unjani?
Hey, ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Yeah, isikhathi nje sesihambile. Bose lakho ba.
Oh, she isikhathi sesithile. Eh, mina into engiyibonayo ukuthi babhiyoze ukuthi uyinile yebo kwamanje.
Mhm.
Ungathiwa uyinile ubaba. Kodwa ke bekwazi ukuthi iZANU PF is clever than everything. Because iyakhula ukuthi izokubhidliza lokhu nje ngokukhulu kushesha kuphele. Uyabona ukuthi yafika isikhathi sokuthi kuyavota izokidestroy yonke into, kuzobuyela futhi izorula. Because umuntu odla abantu abadlala ngama-election MDCT bathi bangukuvuma ukwehlukana i-MDCT no-Tendai-Bit. Kungafanelanga behlukane because uTendai-Bit he was very, very strong. I mean, he was a very strong man to rule. He was supposed to rule that country because of his law. Why fanele ukuthi abuse abe umsekeli ka Tsvangirai. But okwamanje akusela linye i-cabinet ezabusa lapha. Akusabuseki ngoba bavele badlala ngesikhathi ngalesiyana isikhathi. Bantu bangwehlukana. Kungafanelanga bahlukane. Awufanele ukuthi bebe bonke bencedisane khona manje makunje izophika ilokhu irula kungalanto abazoyenza.
Hayi, siyakuzwa.
Isitrongo and inamaplani okwenza lezi zinto. So sizoba lokhu sikhala sindawonye ngenxa ama-leaders angakwazi ukuhlela izinto. Awufanele bahlele Tsvangirai noTendai bengahlukani. Yabona. Ngoba uTendai wayestrong kakhulu kakhulu ampuri kwedlula uTsvangirai, but wavumela inhliziyo yokuthi aphume kwi-MDCT. Wayengafanelanga aphume kwi-MDCT.
Yeah, isikhathi du baba. Yeah.
Ibe ndawonye. Yabona.
Awubona uyitshayile ke Mnumzana Bekezela. Isikhathi du. Sibongele kakhulu baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, so he says, well, the opposition can celebrate, but remember that ZANU-PF has got a lot in his, you know, kind of doing things. He says it has got a lot of, you know, tricks and all those kind of things. It can actually win the next elections, hands down, you know. And he says the split in the MTC actually devastated that party. So he says Tendai-Bit was not supposed to leave Mr. Tsvangirai. So he says as of now, MTC is dead.
But of course, some say the more the merrier. It's a democracy.
Yes,
people are allowed to have as many parties as they want. We
cannot
stop them from doing that. But of course, I think the consensus from the majority of the opposition supporters is that they must work together. Regeti zoge kwa muri vamangwana tichi taura nenyaya ye sarudzo idzo dzidz. Tambo bata nyaya ye minda vamangwana wachitiwo chikafu changa chishandiswa zvakare kutsvaga rutsigiro. Zvinoshanda here izvi vamangwana kana kuti vanhu vachazosvika pakuti taneta nazvo izvi?
Handisi nezvamunobvunza kuti zvinoshanda here kana kuti hazvishande.
Zvekuti kana pasvika sarudzo vanhu vanopiwa chikafu, takanzwawo vamwe vakuru vebato vachiti mastenzi acho hanzi ZANU-PF ikadyi vanhu vachipanga mastenzi anotorwa.
Aiwavo munotaura munosateerera mwana vanenge vachiomana handisinenakaomana. Chandingakukudza ndechokuti Zimbabwe has experienced 2 years of drought and people have been given food. Ndiudzei wasitana munhu wana akastafa. It has nothing to do with the elections because food yagara ichidistributwa everywhere around the country. Saka yes, kana kuine vanhu vakada kushandisa food vote incentive mechanism or whatever too, that's wrong.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. Mangwana.
I've been on the ground for the last week.
Thank you, Mr. Mangwana. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. So we want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, and also Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, political analyst. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.